This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to BeliefNet, can politics and religion ever really be separated? Congregations around America are becoming increasingly polarized. Since the 2016 presidential election, 73% of Americans have said they feel the country is more divided than previous generations. Contributing to that feeling of division are one's political views and one's faith, informed by one's race, gender, age, place of origin, and economic status. Since President Jefferson's 1802 letter to the Danbury Baptists, who wrote expressing concern over the lack of explicit protection of religious liberty and against a government establishment of religion, the term wall of separation between church and state was introduced to ease such concerns. New York Times best-selling author and global spiritual leader Bishop T.D. Jakes will lead a highly anticipated conversation on this discordant issue and its effects more than two centuries later. Jakes has brought together some of the nation's most influential figureheads to sit on one stage to discuss these issues to an audience of prominent faith and community leaders. On Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m., global think tank The Polemics of Politics and the Pulpit, Rightly Dividing Between Church and State, will be held at the 2017 International Pastors and Leadership Conference in Dallas, Texas. Second today, according to Newsmax, Kate O'Byrne, who was president of National Review Institute after serving as the magazine's Washington editor, died from lung cancer on Sunday. Born in 1949 and raised in a traditional Irish Catholic family in New York, O'Byrne was also known for defending conservative values for a decade on CNN's marquee political talk show Capital Gang, which led to other commentary work in television. Third today, according to the New York Daily News, seven more Fox News payroll staffers are expected to join a racial discrimination lawsuit against the conservative cable network. The employees, who are all African American, will add their names to the lawsuit claiming ousted comptroller Judith Slater hurled racial insults and pitted employees against each other. The expanded legal case suggests that the accounting department festered under former CEO Roger Ailes' management and includes a claim that Slater forced black employees to arm wrestle white peers at their Midtown headquarters. Fourth today, according to the Associated Press, convicted South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof is now on federal death row in Indiana. Prison records from Charleston County Jail show Roof left its custody on Friday. Federal records on Saturday show Roof is now being held at the United States Penitentiary in Indiana. The facility houses federal inmates awaiting death sentences. A jury convicted Roof on federal hate crime charges in December and then sentenced him to death. Fifth today, according to the Washington Post, House leaders told GOP lawmakers Saturday that they plan to devote their energy in the coming weeks to keeping the federal government open, conspicuously avoiding an immediate commitment to take up health care despite pledges to do so by conservatives and the White House. House Speaker Paul Ryan, speaking on a conference call with GOP members Saturday afternoon, offered no specific plan on how or when lawmakers might see details of a new proposal to revise the Affordable Care Act, which White House officials suggested might receive a vote by Wednesday. Sixth today, according to the Associated Press, Erin Moran, the former child star who played Joanie Cunningham in the sitcoms Happy Days and Joanie Loves Kachi, died Saturday at age 56. A statement from the Sheriff's Department in Harrison County, Indiana, said the dispatcher received a 911 call about an unresponsive female. Upon arrival of first responders, it was determined that Erin Moran Fleischman was deceased. An autopsy is pending. Finally today, according to AFP, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday threatened to destroy those who call for the destruction of Israel in a speech to mark the annual Holocaust Remembrance Day. He said at a ceremony in Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Memorial that Iran and the Islamic State want to destroy us, and a hatred for Jews is being directed towards the Jewish state today. Those who threaten to destroy us risk being destroyed themselves. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Lamentations 3:22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." E. Joseph Kosman said, "If you want to test your memory, try to recall what you were worrying about 1 year ago today." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.